Confidence is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. Just like 7 Good Minutes, it's a podcast I enjoy and I think you will too. The goal of each episode is to help you to be better informed by giving you the information you need so you can come to your own conclusions about what's happening in your world. Episode 365 is one of my favorites. It's a conversation Jordan had with Benjamin Harding, in which they talk about and gave some great tips on how to break free from self-limiting beliefs. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. I listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show every week, and you should too. You can find The Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple, Google, and Spotify. You can also go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about 10 simple steps on how to build your self-esteem. Enjoy.
If you want to build self-confidence, you would do well to listen to the words of Marcus Aurelius. He was the emperor of Rome from 161 to 180 AD and is considered as the last of the 5 good emperors. During his rule, Aurelius found the time to construct a series of autobiographical writings, now known as the Meditations. The Meditations is regarded as one of the greatest works of philosophy, which is why in this video we'll be using some of his wisdom as a motivation to talk about 10 things we should do to build our self-confidence. Number 1. Focus on building your character. Marcus Aurelius says, "Consider at what price you sell your integrity, but please, for God's sake, don't sell it cheap." In the initial phases of our lives, our self-confidence is developed by the love and affection we get from our family members, but it only serves as a foundation on which our confidence can grow. We need additional skills to aid us in social situations where we may feel uncomfortable. People skills and a strong character are basic assets that we really need. Character refers specifically to the moral dimension of the self. Character development deals with developing your personal integrity and internal compass of acceptable behavior. The formation of character involves a continuous self-evaluation process in which individuals compare their description of themselves as they are, which is the real self, with their descriptions of themselves as they would like to become, which is their ideal self, and as they fear becoming, their dreaded self. According to the Stoics, we should use every occasion, every challenge, as a way to exercise our character to become a better human by constant application. We should seek to become kind, honest, and hard-working people. We should educate ourselves and learn to treat everyone with respect, because your character is the one thing that can never be taken away from you. A man can rise or fall just due to the virtues or faults of his character, and it's often this that leaves a legacy. Number 2. Practice self-acceptance. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, be content to seem what you really are. Self-acceptance is the cure for perfectionism and unhappiness. It's so easy to focus on your faults. Everyone can dwell on their insecurities instead of the things about themselves that they're happy with, and doing this can cause you to dislike yourself. You may also be too busy focusing on the others around you and not focusing on loving yourself. Some people don't want to be alone and fear to do things on their own. This can really hinder your journey to self-love, as you have to learn to be comfortable being with yourself. Self-love is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Being in love with yourself provides you with self-confidence, self-worth, and it will genuinely help you feel more positive. You may also find that it's easier for you to fall in love once you've learned to love yourself first. When you truly love yourself and you're happy, you should stop comparing yourself to others so much and should find yourself more confident, not worrying as much about what others think of you. Understand that you're a whole and complete person as you are. No one expects perfection from you. If you're overweight, your friends call you fat and you think less of yourself. Don't do that. Accept what is. Love yourself regardless. When you're ready, you can always get into eating more healthily and exercising more, like the ketogenic diet. You can do intermittent fasting with weightlifting and then see the amazing transformation after a couple of months. There are many ways to practice self-acceptance, but the most important of them is being honest and forgiving yourself. Reflecting on your mistakes can help you forgive and forget. If you can look back at some poor choices you may have made and forgive yourself, you can start to move on and forget about the past. Loving yourself despite any mistakes you made in the past is great for your self-worth. Self-love and self-acceptance is nothing but your choice. You may have many problems and there'll usually be solutions, but even without one, you are still you. Why not accept yourself the way you are instead of beating yourself up? Number 3. Focus on your thoughts. To quote Marcus Aurelius, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." If you chronically feel down about yourself, it may not just be an issue of negative thoughts here or there, but instead it may be that your core beliefs about yourself are negative. Ideas like, "I'm unlovable," or "I'm a loser," might be at the bottom of most of the decisions you make, so that's where you need to start. Challenging such a fundamental idea can seem daunting. That concept has a really good lawyer in your head who's constantly presenting tons of evidence to prove his case that you're a loser. So make a list of all the proof you have in your mind that supports the argument that you're a loser. Now that you've presented that case, you need something that's lacking, a defense lawyer to challenge this notion. Now sit down and make a second list. A list of reasons you're not a loser, why the first lawyer is wrong. Having that list of reasons you're pretty darn awesome will help you dismiss that negative core belief and replace it with something more honest, accurate, and rational. It may seem scary or even impossible to change your thoughts, but you can change your thoughts to improve your self-esteem. The automatic thoughts you've had for years are familiar and served a purpose at one point in your life. However, think about how many of these are negative and hurtful. The more negative thoughts you have, the lower your self-esteem will be. So wouldn't it be nice to change your thoughts and improve your self-esteem?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.